Hey everyone, ready for another deep dive? Today we're going all in on sports, gaming, and even some ways to make money online.
Oh yeah, we've got a ton of awesome sources to work with this time.
Yeah, some really good stuff. ESPN, IGN, even Fiverr's blog. I mean,
Really interesting stuff.
this is going to be fun. And I know our listener today is a big fan of the Atlanta Falcons and the Los Angeles Lakers,
Oh,
so we'll be
nice.
sure to keep an eye out for anything related to those teams.
Definitely. So, should we jump into some of the biggest sports moments of the year? You know those plays everyone's talking about?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Lay it on me.
You remember that catch by the Bengals rookie receiver?
Oh, wait, yeah. The one where he jumped over like two defenders in the end zone.
That's the one. And it was more than just a great catch. I mean, it completely changed the game.
Yeah, it was crazy. I saw the highlights everywhere.
Exactly. It really put the Bengals on the map this year.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And they weren't really expected to be that good this year, were they?
Not really. I mean, kind of like the Miami Heat. Nobody really had them as a top team. And then, bam, Eastern Conference Finals.
No kidding. They really came out of nowhere. I bet their fans are going wild.
Yeah, it just goes to show you how quickly things can change in sports. One minute you're under the radar, the next you're making headlines.
It's kind of like leveling up in a video game. Speaking of which, what's new in the world of gaming these days? I hear there's this new release that's getting a lot of buzz.
Oh, you're talking about Starlight Chronicles. Yeah, it's this new sci-fi RPG. Seems like everyone's raving about it. The storyline, the visuals,
Oh,
everything.
you think I'd like it?
I think so, based on what you've told us. Yeah, it sounds right up your alley.
Cool. I'll have to check it out. But first, tell me more about this new gaming tech you mentioned earlier.
Oh, right, the Lenovo Legion Go. This thing is wild. It's not just a handheld console, it's like a full-on portable gaming PC.
Wait, what? So I can play like super demanding PC games, like on the go.
Yep, it's pretty impressive. Everyone's talking about it, wondering if it could change the whole industry.
That's crazy. I mean, imagine having that kind of power wherever you go. It does make you wonder about the future of consoles.
For sure, it's a big question.
Okay, let's switch gears for a minute and talk about making money. I know you're interested in finding ways to earn online, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners are too.
Yeah, it's a hot topic. Lots of people are curious about it.
There's so much out there, though. Freelancing, digital products, affiliate marketing.
It can be overwhelming. Where do you even start?
Exactly. So where do we start? What are we focusing on today?
Well, I think Fiverr is a good place to start, especially for someone like you with creative skills.
Okay, Fiverr. I've heard of it, but isn't it mostly for like small gigs? I mean, can you really make a living on there?
That's a common misconception. Fiverr has really evolved. People are building entire businesses on there.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, and the cool thing is you can tailor it to your interests, like your love of sports.
Okay, how so?
Well, think about it. You could create custom designs for fans of the Falcons and Lakers, write sports articles, even manage social media for sports businesses.
Interesting. I never thought about using my sports knowledge like that.
See, possibilities everywhere.
This is all fascinating. We've covered so much already.
Yeah, we have, but there's still so much more to talk
I
about.
know, it's crazy.
We'll have to pick this up in part two of our deep dive.
Definitely. We'll dive into some real-life success stories and cover those other topics you mentioned, like rap and pop culture, even crypto and stocks.
All that good stuff.
All right, listeners, we'll be right back. Welcome back. All right, let's dive back into this whole making money online thing. Yeah, I'm still a little skeptical. I mean, can people really make a good living on Fiverr? It sounds almost too good to be true.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it takes work. It's not like a get-rich-quick scheme or anything, but there are people building real businesses on Fiverr.
Okay, but how, like, what kind of work are we talking about?
Yeah.
Well, there's this graphic designer. We'll call him Alex, right? And he was struggling to find work. The traditional route just wasn't working out.
Okay, yeah, I feel that.
So he decided to try Fiverr, started offering logo design, branding stuff,
Okay, makes sense.
He kept his prices low at first just to build up his portfolio and get some good reviews.
Smart move.
And it worked. People loved his work. He started getting more and more clients, even started offering package deals.
Wow, so he's actually making a decent living now.
Oh, yeah, he's killing it. Working from home, setting his own hours. It's the dream.
That's incredible. Okay, I'm starting to see the potential here.
And it's not just for creative types either. There are people offering all sorts of services on Fiverr, writing, translation, virtual assistants, you name it.
You know, you mentioned earlier I could use my sports knowledge. I didn't really get what you meant by that.
Oh, yeah, well, think about it. You could write sports articles, create video recaps of games, even offer like live stream commentary.
Hey, people would pay for that.
Of course.
Yeah.
There are tons of sports fans out there who are hungry for that kind of content, especially for teams like the Falcons and Lakers. Those fan bases are huge.
You know, you're right. I never thought about it like that.
And that's just one platform. There are tons of ways to make money online.
Okay, so what about this passive income thing you mentioned earlier? What's that all about?
Ah, passive income, the holy grail, right?
Basically, it's about generating revenue without having to constantly work for it.
Okay, sounds amazing. But how does that actually work?
One way is through affiliate marketing. Basically, you partner with a company and promote their products to your audience.
So, like, if I recommend a cool new video game to my friends and they buy it through my link, I get a commission.
Exactly. And you can choose products that you actually use and believe in, things that fit your interests, like gaming gear or sports apparel.
Okay, that makes sense. But how do you even get people to use your links?
That's where building an audience comes in. You could do that through social media, email lists, even starting a blog or a YouTube channel. It's a lot to think about.
It is, but it's worth it. Imagine earning money while you sleep.
Okay, I'm sold.
Yeah.
But you know, let's not forget about the fun stuff. We were going to talk more about that incredible catch by the Bengals rookie.
Oh, yeah. That was an amazing play. The timing, the athleticism, everything about it was just perfect.
Seriously, those are the moments that make sports so great. Those unforgettable plays that everyone talks about for years to come.
Absolutely. You know, speaking of unforgettable plays, remember that buzzer beater by LeBron a few years back?
Oh, yeah, the one where he jumped over like three defenders? Are you kidding? That was insane.
It was amazing. Those are the moments that make sports so captivating. And it's not always the star players either. Sometimes it's those underdog stories that really get you.
That crazy comeback win by the Falcons against the Saints last season. I mean, nobody thought they could pull that off.
I know, right? That game was wild. It shows you anything can happen in sports.
Exactly. And speaking of wild, remember that new handheld gaming PC we talked about? Still blows my mind.
The Lenovo Legion Go. Oh, yeah. It's crazy to think you can play those high-end games on something that fits in your pocket.
It really makes you wonder what the future of gaming holds.
Right, for sure. I mean, will consoles become obsolete? Will everyone be gaming on these handheld PCs?
I have no idea. But it's definitely exciting to think about.
Definitely. Hey, you know, we talked a little bit about the connection between pop culture and the stock market earlier.
Yeah, how those worlds are kind of colliding these days.
It's crazy, right? Like a rapper mentions a brand in a song and suddenly their stock goes up.
It's like they have the Midas touch.
Exactly. And it's not just about endorsements. Artists are becoming investors themselves, putting money into startups, tech companies, even cryptocurrency.
Wow. So they're not just influencing the market, they're shaping it.
Exactly. It's really interesting to see how everything is connected these days.
It is. It kind of makes you think about your own interests and how you could connect them in new ways.
Absolutely. I mean, think about you, your passion for sports, your interest in gaming, even your curiosity about crypto. Who knows where those interests could lead you?
You know what? You're right. This has been really eye-opening.
That's what we're here for. But for now, why don't we take a little break, catch our breath, and we'll come back with some final thoughts and a question to leave you with.
Sounds good. See you in a bit, listeners.
Okay, we're back, and I'm still thinking about all these different ways to make money online.
Yeah, it's pretty wild, right?
What's
I mean, the
this?
Possibilities are endless.
Seriously. We were talking about pop culture and the stock market earlier, like how those two things are kind of intertwined now.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy how much influence celebrities and social media have on the markets these days.
I know, right? Like a single tweet can send a stock soaring or crashing. It's insane.
It really is. Remember what happened with GameStop a while back?
Oh, yeah. That was wild. A bunch of Reddit users basically took on Wall Street.
And won.
Yeah.
It really shook things up, showed that the game is changing. Big time. You know, it kind of reminds me of what we were talking about with the future of gaming.
Oh, yeah. Those handheld PCs. Are they going to replace consoles?
I have no idea, but it's fun to think about, right?
Yeah.
Like, on the one hand, you have these crazy advancements in technology making games look more and more realistic.
I know. It's mind-blowing. VR, AR, it's like you're actually in the game.
Exactly. But then you have the big console companies. They're not just going to disappear overnight.
True. Console gaming is a huge industry, and they have those exclusive games that people love.
Yeah. And not everyone can afford a top-of-the-line gaming PC or VR headset.
That's a good point. I think there's room for both. Maybe consoles will become more like the entry-level gaming experience while PC gaming stays on the cutting edge.
And then you have mobile gaming, which is already massive.
Oh, yeah. Mobile gaming is exploding. I bet we'll see more and more games that work across all platforms.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. But, you know, it's funny how we started with sports highlights and ended up talking about the stock market and the future of gaming.
That's the fun part, right? You never know where these deep dives will take us.
Exactly. It keeps things interesting for our listeners.
And hopefully gets them thinking about the connections between all these different things.
That's the goal. Oh, hey, remember we were going to leave our listener with a thought-provoking question.
Oh, yeah. Do you have one?
I do. So, thinking about the Atlanta Falcons and the Los Angeles Lakers, which you're a big fan of.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Do you think a team's success relies more on individual talent or strong teamwork?
Ooh, that's a tough one. It's the classic debate, right? The star player versus the well-oiled machine.
I know, it's hard to say. I mean, sometimes one player could just carry a team on their back.
Definitely. But I think in the long run, it's the teams that work well together that consistently win championships.
You're probably right. You need that balance of talent and teamwork. Those star players who can make those big plays, but also a solid supporting cast.
Exactly. And that goes for anything in life, really. Whether it's sports, business, or even just personal goals, having a good team around you makes a huge difference.
Well said. Okay, folks, that's a wrap for our deep dive today. We covered a lot. From sports highlights to making money online, even the future of gaming and the influence of pop culture.
It's been a wild ride, and we hope you enjoyed it.
And we hope you learned something new, or maybe even got inspired to try something new.
Exactly. So keep exploring, keep learning, and most importantly, keep having fun.
Until next time, stay curious.
See ya!